Carlos, what do you think it is about this team that has allowed you guys to find ways to win often lately, even if it's not necessarily looking good for a long portion of the game?
We got good players, and they continue to find a way. We got some guys with experience, and just overall playing winning baseball. Just having that understanding when to execute, what to do with the baseball, you know, what the situation calls, you know, just playing with the scoreboard. And again, on a night where it was hard for us offensively, we found a way. And, you know, that's a good sign that we continue to do that, especially after the past couple of games where we fought really hard and we didn't get it done. And then today, another hard game, and, you know, it was good to see us getting the job done today.
When you talk about finding ways to win, how much do you think about what your pitching staff is able to do just to allow you guys the opportunity to find those moments?
Yeah, that's where it starts. It starts on the mound, but also the defense that we're playing behind those guys. So, you know, Manaea today was really, really good again. And then the bullpen. But we make some plays, you know, Acuña going in the game there and making those three routine plays, making it look really easy on a big spot. You know, that says a lot. You know, a young kid that is put in, you know, in that situation. And overall, just, you know, yeah, throwing strikes. We threw a guy out at second base. Hell of a throw by Alvarez. Just controlling the running game. So that's what it takes. So, yeah, we're doing a lot of good things right.
Zach.
You talked earlier today about Iglesias and not coming up with you in spring training. Where, you know, could you consider the injuries you have up the middle? Where would you guys be without him?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. but not only up the middle, you know, he plays third base, and then just the at-bats and the energy, his preparation, that, you know, part of the winning baseball and the conversations that go behind the scenes, he's pretty involved on those, you know. And he's done it before. He's been in this league for a long time. And, you know, again today, the importance of putting the ball in play. Two outs, hit a ground ball up the middle, and we got an infield single and we tie the game. So it's just the small ball, or however you want to call it, just having the awareness what the situation will dictate, and he's done that plenty of times.
Mike.
Carlos, how nice is it to have a guy like Marte that can come off your bench and, you know, comes up a couple of times there, but ultimately delivers the game?
Yeah, it tells you that we're deep. And we talk about it before the game with not having Lindor in the lineup. Guys gonna have to continue to step up. And this is a perfect example. Marte got drilled the other day, and he was pretty sore. And then watching him go through the pregame routine, and it's like, I'm gonna be a player for you. I said, be ready, because you know you might come up in a huge situation, which he didn't come through. And then finally that second at bat, you know, again, this is a guy that's been a pretty good player in this league for a long time. And when he's healthy, when he's feeling good, he's dangerous. So again, a lot of guys will continue to step up, and today was Marte.
Peter, just curious, if the game kept going, would Torrens have played third base?
Torrens was going to second base.
Second base.
I've seen him play second base. So
Peter,
just to kind of stick with Marte, just considering everything he's been through injury wise the last couple of years, just how nice is it to see him come through in a spot this big, this late in the year?
Yeah, huge for him and for the team. And he's been through a lot. You know, what happened to him last year, what happened to him this year when he goes on the IL and misses 2 months. And then now, where he's not playing every day, he wants to be out there every day. But I just appreciate his professionalism and the understanding of, you know, yes, you're trying to take care of me. And it's got to be hard for him when he's not in the lineup. I get that. But the fact that when he's not in the lineup, he's finding a way to stay ready and be ready when his name is called, he says a lot about who he is as a person, as a player, and how much he wants to win.
Jerry.
Carlos, how much, how satisfying, how much of a relief is it to win that game? Like you said, you're down to putting your catcher second base maybe. What's it like, the relief, when you use all the moves you have in your bullpen and your bench and pull out the win?
Yeah, it's a good feeling, you know, because like I said, I'm, like you said, I'm using every position player there's available. I'm using all the bullets in playing matchups after Manaya comes out of the game, and we found a way, you know, in another close game. And it's a good feeling when you're using pretty much a whole roster and you get the job done. So credit to all of those guys.
Evan,
what did you see in those at bats against Jake Irvin? Did it feel like you guys were going to break through against him, or what was going on for the first?
He was pretty tough on our righties. That sinker enough, and in the inside part of the plate to our righties was pretty tough. We didn't hit too many balls hard off him. He was, we've seen it in the past, and today was another outing for him that, we had a grind, a couple of, decent at-bats there, but not many hard-hit balls. I think it was because of the sinker against our righties specifically.
Manny?
Buddha was going through a kind of a rough stretch by his standards, I guess, recently. What did you see from him tonight?
I love what I saw out of him, especially staying on the attack, trusting the fastball in the zone, getting ahead, and just continue to stay on the attack. So it was good to see him using the four seam to righty, to lefties, not missing as much arm side, and just attacking the strike zone, and he did that today. So good inning for him.
Zach?
The bullpen had a few hiccups in Philly. What did you think overall of the three innings? Obviously, Edwin gives up the leadoff hit, and then Reed Garrett in the 10th. What did you just think of the three guys altogether?
Really good. And they've been really good. Even that game in Philly, that's a tough lineup there. We make pitches at times, and ball found holes, especially like when we talk about like the Danny Young couple of bloopers. But today, good. Just like I was talking about Buddha, staying on the attack, throwing strike. Greg Garrett coming in there and getting three outs, and then with the infield in, the 3-2, not giving in, getting the ground ball, and then getting the final out. Diaz, leadoff single, and then, we're running at second base. He continued to make pitches. I think that's what it comes down to, making pitches and staying on the attack, executing, knowing the situation, not giving in, and they did that today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more, and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.